I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are you taking me?
You'll see.
The truth.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I never met anyone else like Sylvia.
See how I'm like kind of pulling the vein taut like that?
Yeah.
So you need to just hold on to one end.
Ugh, this is already grossing me out. I know it's just a needle, but I don't even like the thought of you hurting yourself.
I'm totally fine.
She was beautiful. And she had this weird fascination with blood. How long have you been doing this?
Since I was a little kid. It's not too much further.
All right. One night, she took a vial of her blood. And she said I had to come with her to the woods. What's gonna happen? Can you tell me what I'm gonna see tonight?
Have you ever read The Odyssey?
Homer's Odyssey?
Yeah, Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah.
Ulysses digs trenches and then fills it with blood to attract spirits.
Right. I'm just trying to put this
together.
Have
you heard of the Valkyries and how they would hover over battlefields?
Valkyries? Is this some Viking thing?
You'll see. You'll see.
And you have to draw blood for this.
They need my blood.
They need your blood.
They're like attracted to it. They're attracted to me.
Who are they?
They're angels.
Angels? Like God's angels from the Bible?
I mean, kind of. Maybe. So you didn't bring any metal, right?
What happens if I have metal?
You just can't have it. I had it one time. You just can't.
It what?
You just can't have metal.
Okay, so something's really gonna happen tonight with your blood.
It feels really good, and I feel like I belong.
Don't I make you feel like you belong?
That's why I want you to know about this. I want you to see it.
Wait for me.
Okay, stay back. It's gonna happen really fast.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she opens the vial of blood and pours her blood onto the ground. They came so fast. There were thousands.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Glowing bright white. Couldn't even see her. Felt like standing next to a furnace. They were feeding off of her blood.
Rick! Rick, I can't breathe! Rick! They're hungry.
What are they?
They're perfect. They're spotless.
One of them flew in close, hovered right over Sylvia. It had a human face. And I swear to God, it's saying her name. Oh my God. Sylvia, get away! Sylvia, no! No! Oh my god. By the time they were gone,
oh my god,
Sylvia's body was a burned out husk. I reached down to touch her face. Sylvia was ash.
Oh my god.
Rick.
Something really bad just happened.
Where's Sylvia?
Can I please just come
inside? What were you doing?
We were in the woods.
Oh my...
It was winter. She was 7. I guess I was about 9. And we were walking to school, and she slipped on the ice. She cut her arm open. And her mitten was just soaked in blood. They just came out of nowhere. There were thousands of them.
Yeah.
As far as I know, that was the first time it happened. We knew something bad was gonna happen. We always...
Don't talk to him.
Daddy, they took her.
You should go home.
What if they can bring her back? I saw one up close. It had a human face, okay? And if it's probably intelligent.
They're just dangerous.
There's nothing we can do.
I know for a fact that she kept vials of her blood in a fridge downstairs. And if you could just give
me... you're not getting the blood.
Why?
Forget the blood.
Why?
Forget it.
Listen, you have no idea what you're dealing
with. My daughter's dead. You understand? The best thing to do is just leave it alone.
All I wanted was Sylvia back. And the only way I could think to do that was to get those creatures back. But how could I do that without Sylvia's blood? I'd use my own blood. So the next night, I go back to her secret place in the woods. And I poured my blood on that patch of scorched earth. Nothing happened. They wanted Sylvia's blood, not mine. And now they had it. Then I felt something strange. There was something there, something watching me, but it was enormous, like it was bigger than the trees. And it was indifferent. A vague flicker of light drifted past the blood.
Sylvia? Wait! I don't know if there's anybody that can hear me right now, but if you can, you just took a woman, and you seem very powerful. I don't know if you can, I think you can bring her back if you really, really wanted to. So please just, please, if you're there and if you can hear me, I loved her. I loved her very much. So if there's anything...
Help me.
Sylvia!
Help me.
Where are you?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Something went wrong. I didn't want to
go.
It was their fault. Who took me have been punished.
But you're here. I can hear your voice. Come back.
My body's destroyed. There is isn't a body to go back to.
They have to fix it, okay? It's their fault. They can fix it. They're very powerful.
They say it's dangerous, unstable. If something goes wrong, I'll be lost.
Okay, so they said there's a chance.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
It's up to me. They say if I want to take the chance, they'll try.
If there's a chance, we have to do it.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid too. If there's just a slim possibility, please, come back.
Is that what you want?
Yes. I do, more than anything. Yes. And I look up, and I swear to God, Sylvia is right there. And she's surrounded by light, and she's reaching out to me.
What do you want?
I did it, okay? She is coming back.
What did you do?
I used my own blood.
Why would you do that? What were you thinking?
Why don't you want her back?
We can't get her back.
No, I spoke to them.
What did they say?
I heard her voice. She sang to me.
Rick, listen to me. Rick.
At first.
Rick.
It looked like a seizure.
Rick, I.
She fell down at my feet. When she looked up.
Rick.
It was
Sylvia. What happened?
I'm back, aren't I?
Yes, you're back.
Vic, there's something wrong. Where's Betty?
Betty had become Sylvia. Betty was there 1 second, and then her body melted into Sylvia.
She's gone.
She's gone?
Yeah, she's...
This is a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
No, this is a mistake. This is a mistake.
It's fine. You're okay.
This is wrong.
Sylvia?
Dad!
Where's Betty?
Dad, I'm so sorry.
Did you go back to the woods?
Look, I had to try, okay?
What's going on here, Rick?
Don't be angry.
No, you tell me now.
No, don't be angry.
Rick, listen.
Rick, what's happening?
He fell to the floor.
No, this isn't supposed to happen, this nursing.
And he looked up at me.
Rick! Dad! No!
And he turned into
Sylvia?
I'm back, aren't I?
What the hell is going on?
Where's my dad? I don't know what to do.
Why
I don't
is
know
she
what
here?
To do.
Rick,
tell me what's going on!
I took off to find help. Could I go to the police? I mean, what are they gonna do? Could I call a priest? Maybe a hospital? What if I'm hallucinating? I saw a car. I had to check, so I look in the passenger side window. And there's Sylvia. And then I look at the driver. Sylvia. Am I the only one seeing this?
Because on Friday, it's going to be another beautiful day with a high of 77 and a low of 52. Next, I'd like to play a selection from the 1955 album
Gene Krupa Meets Buddy Rick. Rick! Rick, where are you? Rick, help me!
By the time I got home...
Rick, I'm here. Where are you? Rick!
Sylvia was everywhere. Sylvia, I can't help you.
I'm back.
I can't.
Rick, come on.
Please, just go home. Please.
Everything's fine.
No, it's not.
What are you doing?
Go home, please. Go away. All of you, just please go home.
Rick.
stumble into the bathroom. I splash my face. And I look up into
the mirror. Rick? The face looks back. I'm back, aren't I? I thought everything was all right. Where did he go? Rick? Rick, where are you? Rick, can you hear me? Rick, where did you go?
Sylvia's Blood was performed by Andy Moskowitz, Rebecca Robles, Diana McCory, and Ben Jones, with Al King very briefly as the radio announcer. It was based on a story by Philip K. Dick called Upon the Dull Earth. It was written in 1954. It first appeared in the anthology magazine Beyond Fantasy Fiction. You'll find a link to the original story on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. It was produced and directed by me, Jonathan Mitchell. I also composed the music in this episode. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our editorial advisor is Ann Hepperman. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.